What do we do when we're walking down the street and we see someone or something that inflames the Yetzer Hara? Right? What do we do when we're sitting and just a thought pops into our head and we can't shake the thought and we're just overwhelmed with a desire? We're overwhelmed with thoughts, with inappropriate thoughts. What do we do? So the Gemara in Masechet Yevamot, Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Tanya Amar Rabban Gamliel, Pam Achad Hayiti Mahalach Bisvina Veriti Svina Achat Shnishbara. Viti Mitzder Al Talmid Chacham Shabau, Manu Rabbi Akiva. Rabban Gamliel says, I was traveling by boat, and I was on this boat, and I saw another boat that was destroyed. It was destroyed. There was a shipwreck. This boat was wrecked. And I knew Rabbi Akiva was on that boat. And I was terribly concerned. I was distraught over what was certainly Rabbi Akiva's death. But lo and behold, I got to land, and I was in shir, whatever it was, and I saw Rabbi Kiva walked into the room. I said, "My son, who got you out of the water?" I grabbed onto a board of wood. Every time there was a wave, I just leaned into the wave. I bowed my head to it. Mikan amru chachamim, yivo rishaim al adam, yinana lo rosho. And this is what the chachamim say, that if you have a rasha coming to you, making difficulties for you, yinana lo rosho, you should just bow your head to them. And then the Gemara continues after a little bit. Tanya Amar Rabbi Akiva. We have another story that Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Kiva says, I was once on a boat and I saw another boat getting sort of torn up in the storm. And I was very concerned because I knew Rabbi Meir was on that boat. And yet, nonetheless, I got back to dry land and who did I see walk into the room? But Rabbi Meir was there. Same story. Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Meir, how did you survive this? It says a very similar story. Amarli gal teradani lechavero vechavero lechavero ad shiikiyani leyabasha. He says, a wave took me, and then it passed me to another wave, and it threw me to another wave and another wave, until eventually I landed on dry land. When we're overwhelmed, this is something that I heard from Dr. Pelkovitz, who's like the resident psychologist in Yeshiva University. He always likes to quote this story. He says, when we're overwhelmed with our thoughts, when we feel like we don't know what to do, we're just feeling bombarded, these waves are crashing onto us. So we could take a lesson from Rabbi Akiva, said Rabbi Akiva didn't fight back against the waves. He didn't push against the waves as they were taking him. He bowed his head to them. He held strong. He bowed his head to them. And the wave came, and then it passed. And with Rabbi Meir, the wave would come, and it would be another wave, it would be another wave, another wave. But eventually, the waves passed, and he ended up on dry land. When we're overwhelmed with these emotions, when we're overwhelmed with these thoughts, and we don't know what to do, we're just feeling bombarded, the lesson from the Gemara is to bow our heads to it. It's to ride that wave. Instead of fighting against it and saying, no, I'm not having this thought, I'm not going to have this thought, I refuse, refuse, refuse. It's there. Acknowledge that thought is there. And then just like a wave comes over you, you watch the wave is there, and then we watch the wave pass. And we don't let it take control over us. We don't let it throw us all around. We just ride the wave. It's a difficult thing to do. But from the story of Rabbi Meir and the story of Rabbi Kiva, when we're overwhelmed and we just continue to ride the wave, we'll ride a wave and then another wave and then another wave. But ultimately, as with Rabbi Meir, we'll end up on Yabasha. We'll end up outside of the water on dry land.